Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Pasquale's Pizza, Don Pico's, and the Rib Shack.
You want to dance, you got to pay the man. You understand? You want to ball, you got to pay the man. Hey, I ain't emotionally involved. You understand? You know, you should have planned ahead.
Carol's Meats, Midtown Market in Brisbane, California. Also brought to you by our new sponsor, Vastar Security Patrol.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music.
Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage.
That's a fountain of conversation, man. That's a geyser. I mean, whoa, Teddy, stand back, man.
And the WBO. And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I'm not Mother Teresa, and I'm not Charles Manson either, but just treat me equal.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as the American Forces Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 26 years. Tonight, I don't disappoint. In the main event at 35 minutes past the hour, we'll bring in the preeminent trainer, the best TV analyst. He is the Goldfather from the Kronk Gym in Detroit, Michigan. I'm talking about the great Emmanuel Stewart. That's right, Emmanuel Stewart will be here at 35 minutes past the hour. We do have open phone lines, coast to coast, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. And when I say toll-free, I mean it doesn't cost you a dime. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Big fight over this past weekend, of course, Amir Khan stopping and silencing Zab Judah with a body shot. Not too much of a surprise there, but yet a lot of people were thinking that Zab had the tools to possibly beat the young man from Britain. Didn't happen, ain't gonna happen, not in this lifetime. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next up, KP, Kevin Perry, discusses boxing right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Listen with my mind, think about it all the time.
Today, security is paramount. Now, with that being the way of the world in 2011, Vastar Security Patrol is your security specialist. Whether you need one guard or 50, Vastar Security Patrol CEO Mike Chandra, a 30-year police veteran, is without question the man to call. Be it one-time events or the full-time services of Vastar Security Patrol 24/7, they're available to serve you with a staff of highly competent and well-trained security professionals. Vastar Security Patrol has plainclothes officers available for events. Vastar Security Patrol can be contacted by telephone at 650-259-7661 or go to the internet at baystarpatrol.com. When it comes to your safety, be it your own, your family, or your customers and clients, you want the best available, and that's Vastar Security Patrol. 650-259-7661. Baystarpatrol.com.
For nearly a quarter century, Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California has been our family's meat man. Located at 249 Visitation, Mike Carroll and his crew are experts when it comes to beef, pork, fish, poultry, and of course, their deli sandwiches are an internet rave of Yelp.com. So if you're tired of prepackaged meats and like me prefer to watch the butcher cut a steak just how you like them, then stop by Carroll's Meats located at 249 Visitation in Brisbane, California for beef, pork, fish, poultry, and a fine deli, plus a great catering service. Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California.
When you're in Brisbane, come by Carroll's Meats. Have a nice tri-tip sandwich.
Give Mike a call at 415-467-3007. That's Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli at 415-467-3007. Before I get back to kicking A, don't forget the website, folks, 24/7 on the web at ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
All over the country, pizzerias duke it out for supremacy. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, located at the corner of 8th and Irving in San Francisco, is the undisputed heavyweight champ when it comes to pizza, steaks, salads, as well as an outstanding menu of Italian food. Run by the same family for over 50 years, Pasquale's has cultivated customers with a half century of fine dining and service. Open 7 days a week, Friday and Saturday until 1 a.m., Pasquale's has developed an impeccable reputation for their fine food. There's only one heavyweight champion when it comes to Italian food in the city by the bay, and we hope that when you visit San Francisco, you find out for yourself just how good Pasquale's is. In San Francisco, they offer delivery and can be reached at 415-661-2140, and they're also available for private parties or for catering your next banquet. The next time you're in the Bay Area, stop by Pasquale's, located in the Sunset District at the corner of 8th and Irving, and see for yourself why Pasquale's is the undisputed heavyweight champion when it comes to pizzas, steaks, and a fine array of Italian food. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, a proud sponsor of Pedro Fernandez and Ring Talk Worldwide.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The horns, the mighty tower of power, bringing us back from the break. 12 minutes, make it 12 and a half minutes past the hour. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. And, of course, we're here each Thursday and Saturday. That's right. This is the Thursday show, 6 p.m. Pacific time, but we also air another show, a completely different show, on Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time as well, both on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Now, I was supposed to make my debut broadcasting tonight, a live broadcast on Facebook.com. Facebook is going to be carrying the show live. Had a problem with the Mac, took it back to the shop today. We couldn't get any audio out of it, so that's going to probably be put off for another couple days. We hope to do a dry run on Saturday and then officially announce it for next Thursday. So in between then, we hope my guy at Computerland in Berkeley, California, or Berserkly, California, can get my Mac together, because without the Mac, you just can't get it done. I mean, PCs won't do it, and when it comes to broadcasting, the Mac is far and far superior to that of a PC. Speaking of PCs, my next guest is not so PC sometimes. He's not so politically correct in his writings at ringtalk.com. I'm talking about the great Kevin Perry, KP himself. What's up, Big Kev?
Nothing much. Thanks for the PC comments.
Well, you know, I mean, I do have to edit you down a little bit every once in a while. Or as Ray Taliaferro, the great talk show host here at KGO in San Francisco, used to say, I have to pipe you down, sir. You're getting a little rude. You're getting a little obnoxious. I'll pipe you down just a little bit. So he would pipe down the listeners. But, you know, you let it be known what you have to say. And I think that's basically what people want to hear. I mean, people want the truth. People don't want things sugar-coated, and you don't sugarcoat things. And speaking of sugarcoating, there's no way to sugarcoat the fact that Amir Khan annihilated. I mean, he beat Zab Judah from pillar to post before Zab sort of quit like a dog in the fifth round from a body shot. It was low, you know, it wasn't low by my mind in any means. And I'm going to go back to the low blow and just for a second, folks. When you see fighters take a low blow on TV, they are acting 99.9% of the time, because if the cup, the protective cup, if it is properly fitted, you will not get hurt when you get hit with a low blow. Be some discomfort, yes, but you will not be hurt. It will not be a debilitating move, nothing like that. In fact, when this cup was first manufactured in the 30s and 40s, the manufacturer himself went around the country advertising by asking people to come out of the audience with a baseball bat and hit him in the groin area. And he hit him in the groin area, and the guy still be standing. So I'm going to tell you from my own personal point of view, and having had 52 fights, I was low-blowed once, and it was in a fight in which I was losing, and I went down to one knee in order to get myself together mentally, not to get myself together physically from the low blow. It was a cop-out on my part in order to get myself together mentally, because I was falling apart mentally in this fight. I did end up winning a decision, getting up and getting myself together, but the bottom line is low blows are a bunch of ho-hooky, bunch of hoey. There's no merit to a low blow really hurting somebody unless the cup is not properly fitted. Now that I've said that, Amir Khan, Zab Judah, some people were picking Zab to win this fight. I guess we won't be calling Amir Khan, A-M-I-R-K-H-A-N, that's how you spell his name. We won't be calling him A-M-E-R-E-C-O-N anymore, will we?
Well, it depends who you're talking to. The thing with boxing nowadays, and it's one thing I've noticed, and I hate to be skeptical, because when you're skeptical of certain guys and they keep winning, you seem like you're somebody who just has sour grapes all the time. And, you know, maybe there's some sour grapes there in my mind with Amir Khan. But I like to look at the hindsight of things. And in reality, Zab Judah, look at the guy's career. Look at what good fighters has he beaten. I know a lot of people pick Zab Judah to win, and I don't think I was necessarily one of those people that picked Judah to win, but I thought he was actually going to be able to utilize some of his ability, which he did not do. But at the end of the day, Zab Judah has never really stepped up and done well in any of his big fights. And even Joshua Claudy, I mean, people criticize Joshua Claudy all the time, but Joshua Claudy was a very good fighter until he laid that egg against Manny Pacquiao, and he pretty much gave Zab Judah a beating that whole fight when they fought, and Zab Judah quit just the same way and took much more of a beating than he did against Amir Khan. So I think a lot of times people watch these fights and they see the name Zab Judah, and, you know, he goes out there and makes all these statements about what he's going to do to Amir Khan, and he does that in all of his fights, and then he just does the same lackluster performance every time he steps up to the big stage. So, yes, it was a good win for Amir Khan. Does it mean he'll beat Tim Bradley? I don't know if that fight really shows you if he has the tools to beat Tim Bradley. But he is a very good fighter, don't get me wrong. I mean, he's good at what he does, but he does have a lot of flaws and stuff that could be definitely taken advantage of.
Okay. Mad Manny Caballero, call him Mad Manny on our website, ringtalk.com. He put a picture of Bozo the Clown and referred to Bozo as Zab Judah, because once a clown, always a clown. Of course, Zab Judah's done some horrendous things. He's thrown a stool at a referee after being stopped in the second round by Koshchizu years back, this and that. Why is it that people were willing to back him? Mainly because he's an American and he was fighting a guy from Britain by way of Pakistan?
I think it's part of this because Zab Judah talks a good game, and he has had some performances where he's looked the part, where he's been somewhat explosive. But think of the guys that he's been fighting where he's looked really, really good. And there's only been maybe two or three times where he's looked pretty sensational. People fail to forget, even though he did knock out Corey Spinks in the rematch, he lost the first fight, and he lost the first fight pretty clearly, except for that knockdown he had in the 12th round, mm-hmm. where he almost had Spinks knocked out in the first fight. And then he had that performance against Jose Armando Santa Cruz, which was about, I think, maybe 1 to 2 years ago, where he looked explosive. But Santa Cruz hadn't really been all that active fighting at the time they met, and Santa Cruz is a natural 135-pounder.
Yeah.
So besides those two performances, what performances can you think of that Zab Judah has really done well in? I mean, he lost to Carlos Baldomir, a guy that had 13 losses, and he lost that fight pretty clearly.
I think
people are really giving Amir Khan a little bit too much credit for this victory. But don't get me wrong, he did win the fight. He won every round, so he does deserve credit. But he needs to fight a solid opponent that is in his prime, and I think him and Tim Bradley would maybe it won't be an excellent fight, but it's definitely a fight that needs to happen for the sport and for both of those guys to really, especially Amir Khan, to prove himself. I think Bradley has proven himself to be a really good fighter thus far, and Bradley's not the guy that's been knocked out in one round. So that's always going to be like a skeleton in the closet for Amir Khan.
Of course, we're talking about the neck knockout by Bradis Prescott, which was 8 fights ago. You know, you brought up the Zab Judah upset of Corey Spinks, who was in St. Louis, and me and my camera crew, Fabio Flores and myself, went out there. We brought some cameras and some long microphones and this and that, and we wanted to do a special on Corey Spinks. We were calling it basically from the mean streets of East St. Louis. So we went into East St. Louis, and some guys pulled a gun on us. So it's not the type of place you want to mess around with, and I remember that very, very clearly as we stuck our microphone and cameras out the window, and the guy said, MF, I should shoot you, blah, 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 blah. So those were my memories of the night that, of course, the night before, Zab Judah was to upset Corey Spinks. Now, we've talked about Zab Judah and Corey Spinks now. Does Amir Khan have a future at 140, though? Tim Bradley is not the most exciting fighter in the world. He's won three or four of his last five fights have ended because of fouls and headbutts. He seems to be a guy that uses his head more than anybody I've ever seen in my life.
You know what? I think with Tim Bradley, it's not so much that he uses his head all the time. I think he's just a short guy. And the style that he fights in, he comes forward. He makes sure he gets up in your chest. He really takes advantage of space. He makes sure that when he's in there, he's making sure that he's not the guy that's getting hit. He's taking advantage of, just like I said before, space. He goes through the body. He doesn't. He can't fight at range. But you know what? It's like the thing people always say. If you're tall, you use height as your advantage. If you're short, you can use being short as an advantage. And I think Tim Bradley does that exceptionally well. And at the end of the day, it's like when there's headbutts occur, both guys are taking a risk at being cut with headbutts. So it's not like guys are just going out there just trying to bump heads so they can bust their own head open. So I think this idea that he's a butter is a little bit overstated. I mean, the guy is a really good fighter. And I remember early in his career, I really wasn't that impressed with Bradley, but the guy keeps winning fights. He doesn't have a lot of knockouts, but, I mean, I've seen fights where, I mean, he cracks. He cracks hard. He's put a lot of guys on the canvas. He's not really the best finisher, and that's why, you know, he doesn't always close the show in the most spectacular way. But when he hits guys, I mean, they really know he can punch. He punches pretty good. So, I mean, there's parts of his game that he probably needs to work on as far as finishing power. But, I mean, he wins his fights on decision. He puts guys on the back foot, and he takes control of bouts. I mean, I got to give the guy plenty of credit. And Amir Khan, obviously, he deserves his credit because he's come back from a devastating knockout loss to be pretty dominant in all his fights since then.
The great Kevin Perry of RingTalk.com, he's got a story up right now. Who's the Khan now? Kevin, all the best to you, man. Say hello to you and your lovely girlfriend. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
KP, Kevin Perry of RingTalk.com. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We switch gears now. We're going to the world of MMA right after this break with Slam and Sammy Perez. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Joining us at 35 minutes past hour will be the Goldfather himself. That's right, the great Emmanuel Stewart.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
With so many gas-saving options, it's no surprise Toyota's the number one choice among consumers. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months on a new 2011 Camry or a 2011 Tundra. Plus, get low lease payments, APRs, or customer cash on your favorite Toyotas like Corolla, Sienna, Highlander, Venza, and Avalon. And every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, a complimentary maintenance plan with roadside assistance. We have lots to choose from, so hurry in today. Toyota.
Toyota is the number one choice among consumers based on Toyota brand retail sales CY 2010. 0% APR for 60 months with $1,667 per $1,000 borrowed on approved credit from Toyota Financial Services. Program covers normal factory schedule service for 2 years or 25K, whichever occurs first. See participating dealer for vehicle eligibility and complete coverage details. Offers exclude Camry Hybrid. Offers may vary by region. Offers end 7511.
Toyota, a proud sponsor of Calling All Sports and the Toyota Road Shows with Marty Terrell.
Stand-up battle so far. Man, you're right, Joe. Mike Brown, she's so tight with his strike. Oh, Gambarian, yeah! Gambarian looking to finish. Oh! And it is all over.
This is night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
The MMA dudes have envied my next guest for so long because he is the guru of MMA, folks. Call him what you want, but, man, Slammin' Sammy Perez, he knows it from A to Z. Strikeforce, Bellator, UFC, cage fighting, you name it, the world of MMA, this guy's got it in the bag, and it's always a pleasure to bring him on. Of course, I'm talking about Slammin' Sammy Perez of RingTalk.com. What's up, Big Sam?
Hey, Joe. What's going on, my friend?
You like that Superfly intro?
I love it, man. Curtis Mayfield, 1972. I can't get enough.
Can't get enough. I remember seeing Curtis one time live across the bay in Oakland, California. I guess that would be about 15 or 20 years ago. And most of the music he did that night, I mean, he does a lot of jazz fusion and stuff like that. But he did his Superfly songs, man. I mean, the crowd just melted, man. I mean, you know, not too many people remember the movie Superfly, but they remember the music.
Sadly, Pedro, when you and I discuss music on your show, we tend to show our age a bit too much.
Well, I was only 3 years old at the time. And I'll tell you, all right, before we get to MMA, I'm going to tell you the story about going to see Superfly. Rose Antonelli, the late Rose Antonelli, Bobby Antonelli's mother. Bobby's a big DJ here in town, Bobby A., here in San Francisco, California. His mother died last November. So in 1972, the movie was rated R, which meant that you had to bring an adult with you in order to get into the show, okay? So Bobby's mother was our designated adult, and she got us all in to see Superfly, and I'll never forget her snickering and laughing and chuckling during the love scene there. That was probably one of the most cutest things I ever saw in my life, but God bless you, Rose. You're missed very, very dearly. Okay, let's talk about MMA. Strikeforce first up this Saturday night. What's happening?
Well, this Saturday night, Pedro, as you indicated, Strikeforce will be in the state of Illinois. A big card going down. The main event features the big star in Strikeforce, Fedor Emelianenko, the Last Emperor. And he's going to be fighting Dan Henderson. And even though this fight is slated as a heavyweight fight, Dan Henderson will barely be coming in above the 206-pound limit that he needs to come over to designate him as a heavyweight.
So is this a setup fight then? Is that what you're trying to tell me there? Fedor, having lost two of his last three fights, I believe, was beaten to a pulp by that big giant guy, wasn't he?
Yes, he was, Pedro. And, you know, believe it when I tell you, it's difficult for me to classify Dan Henderson as a setup for anybody. I mean, the guy's a proven legend in this sport. However, truth be told, I do believe, as you indicated, this is a fight to get Fedor back on the winning track. He's lost his last two fights. We're talking about a guy who did not lose previously in about 10 years. So, and he's the unmitigated star of this organization. So
Sam,
they want him to win, and they want him to win big. And the only problem that I see here is he happens to get caught by a right hand by Dan Henderson, who could put anybody to sleep. But outside of that, I pretty much see Fedor Emelianenko winning a decision here.
Sammy Perez is our guest, folks. Of course, we're talking MMA at 40 minutes past the hour. Take that back, 35 minutes past the hour. We're bringing in the gold father of the Kronk Gym in Detroit, Michigan, to talk about the great Emanuel Stewart, the trainer of the Klitschko brothers, and of course the HBO analysts, Amanda Bardas, Tommy Hearns, Hilmer Kenty, Milton McCrory, Lennox Lewis. I can go on and on, but the Goldfather will be here in just a while, so we have open phone lines coast to coast, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Now, here's
Pedro,
what's up.
Pedro, if I may, I don't mean to cut you off, but just to get this in real quick, the co-main event on this Strikeforce card is actually a women's welterweight title a match between the welterweight 135-pound in women's weight class dictates welterweight in MMA, and the champion, Marlos Konen, from the Netherlands. She's defending that belt against Misha Tate. And, you know, granted, this is not Christiana Cyborg Santos or Gina Carano, which are the names that a lot of people, casual fans, tend to know when it comes to women's MMA. But these two women are very talented grapplers, very talented fighters. And if you're unaware of who these two females are, I suggest that you tune into Showtime and give these girls some love, because they're going to put it on a good show for you.
But wasn't Gina more show than go? I mean, she was a kickboxer, and she looked good, and she was fine, and everybody, there wasn't too many guys who wouldn't mind dating her and things like that, but wasn't she more show than go?
I tend to disagree, Pedro. I mean, granted, she only had six fights before she ran into Christiana Cyborg. And, you know, she was the kind of face of women's MMA, and a lot of that had to do with the fact that she has a beautiful face. And, granted, she was kind of put up on a pedestal initially with the Elite XC organization that is now defunct, and then with Strikeforce. However, you know, she was legit. I mean, before she even engaged in MMA, she fought in Muay Thai under Master Tati in Las Vegas, and she could put it on some women. It just so happens that she ran into the buzzsaw of women's MMA, Christiana Cyborg Santos, and I'd be a little apprehensive to fight that lady. So,
are there certain men that this Cyborg Santos can beat? Because I think there are, but I think.
Well, she trains with men. I mean, her own husband is a formidable MMA fighter in the Strikeforce organization. So, she trains legitimately with men, and. I mean, I don't want to degrade her in any fashion, but, I mean, some people have even said that, you know, at 145 pounds, she's as big as some men that fight at that weight class. So, you know, you make whatever deductions you
like. No. They've also hinted at the fact that she might be taking some chemical enhancements.
I can't, you know, say neither here or there, Pedro.
Okay, is it true that she has to shave every day?
I don't know, Pedro. I don't live with her, you know.
We're talking MMA with Slammin' Sammy Perez. Of course, he is our MMA expert, folks. He's got a story up on Bellator 47. Of course, that took place last Saturday night on MTV2. Now, the heavyweights, they exploded, but for the most part, the card was somewhat predictable.
Well, that's the strange part about it, Pedro. I mean, I expected a more even type of fights as far as these semifinals of the featherweight tournament were to take place. And, I mean, not to say that the guys that won, Pat Curran and Marlon Sandro, ran over their opponents, but the fights were pretty much one-sided, and that kind of surprised me. I initially thought that the guy that lost to Pat Curran, Ronnie Mann, would end up winning this tournament, and Pat Curran pretty much handled him relatively easy. I think a lot of that has to do with him. This kid came out of nowhere a year ago. He was an unknown, went into the lightweight tournament, won that tournament, and eventually lost in a title bid against Eddie Alvarez, who's arguably, in my estimation, he's the best lightweight in the world. And that's his only loss since he's been in Bellator. He came back, he dropped 10 pounds, went into the featherweight division, which is 145 pounds, and now he's in the finals of this tournament. And if he ends up beating Marlon Sandro, he gets another title shot. So this guy's legit, and I was just surprised at how one-sided the two semifinal fights were.
Is Bellator starting to climb the ladder? They're number three, but are they starting to climb the ladder as far as getting the respect in the world of MMA is concerned?
Among the hardcore fans, they have legitimate respect. And the one thing that they have in their back pocket is their tournament style of putting on shows. Their big credo is, you know, this is where title shots are earned, not given. Unlike the UFC and Strikeforce, which kind of the brass dictates who gets a title shot,
here you have to win a tournament to get your title shot. And a lot of people, it appeals to a lot of people, including myself. And not only that, because they run these tournament-style events, they're giving a shot to a lot of unknown quality fighters in this world of MMA, which is growing by leaps and bounds. So Bellator is not only winning fans, they're creating stars in the process.
You're the star of ringtalk.com when it comes to MMA, folks. Slamming Sammy Perez. Sammy, all the best to you and the family. I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, Joe, always a pleasure. Take care, my friend.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next up, the Goldfather, Emmanuel Stewart, Hall of Famer himself, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Whether you live in the San Francisco Bay Area or you're visiting for business or pleasure, if you crave fine Mexican cuisine, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro, located at 461 El Camino in San Bruno, California, is the only place to go. With award-winning chef Isaac Mejia in charge, Don Pico's is without a doubt both a customer and food critic's dream. With organic recipes highlighted by Neiman Ranch meats and five-star service, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro has no peers. They're open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro can be contacted by phone for a party or special events catering at 650-589-1163 or check out their website at donpicosbistro.com. The critics, customers, Yelp, and Google all rate Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro numero uno. Find out why. For more information, go to their website, www.donpicosbistro.com, or call 650-589-1163.
When famous people or regular folks are in San Francisco, they all go to one place when they want great ribs. It's the Famous Rib Shack in San Bruno, California. With an organic array of ribs, meats, and chicken, the world-famous Rib Shack, located at 223 El Camino Real, that's a half mile south of Highway 380 in San Bruno, is where the president and his crew eat. And anytime baseball legend Dusty Baker is in town, he too makes sure that the Famous Rib Shack is on his agenda. And when we throw a party here at the Sports Byline Studios, the Famous Rib Shack has supplied us with the world's best ribs. You can order online anytime at FamousRibShack.com or give them a call at 650-952-2809. Now remember, you don't have to be the president to get the best ribs in the world. Just stop by the Famous Rib Shack at 223 El Camino in San Bruno. Check out the FamousRibShack.com website. The Famous Rib Shack, San Bruno, California, a proud sponsor of Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
You know, I'm knocking out all bums, and wait a second. I'm on the web 24/7. I'm talking about the website, folks, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
Today, security is paramount. Now, with that being the way of the world in 2011, Baystar Security Patrol is your security specialist. Whether you need one guard or 50, Baystar Security Patrol CEO Mike Chandra, a 30-year police veteran, is without question the man to call. Be it one-time events or the full-time services of Baystar Security Patrol 24/7, they're available to serve you with a staff of highly competent and well-trained security professionals. Baystar Security Patrol has plainclothes officers available for events. Baystar Security Patrol can be contacted by telephone at 650-259-7661 or go to the internet at baystarpatrol.com. When it comes to your safety, be it your own, your family, or your customers and clients, you want the best available, and that's Baystar Security Patrol. 650-259-7661. Baystarpatrol.com. Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Those are my boys harmonizing from Oakland, California, folks. I'm talking about the Tower of Power. It was a 2003 release called The Oakland Zone. Same song is called Happy About That, written by the great Emilio Castillo. Now, I'm bringing up music before I bring in my next guest, the great Emmanuel Stewart from Detroit, Michigan, because a couple of weeks ago, I got to spend some time with one of my good buddies from Motown. I'm talking about L.J. Reynolds, the lead singer of the Dramatics. Of course, the Dramatics lost their co-lead singer a year and a half ago. In fact, I think January of 2010, and the great Ron Banks, another good friend of mine. So we lost Ronnie, and L.J. came to town and got to spend some time with L.J. In fact, there's a picture on my Facebook page facebook.com/ringtalk of myself, the lovely Lisa, and LJ Reynolds. So before I brought in Emmanuel Stewart, I just wanted to say that I saw LJ, and LJ is still sounding and looking good.
Motown music.
Nah, he wasn't with me. It's Motown music.
Motown music. He wasn't on the Motown label, but I know it's Motown. And I love it. And Toast to the Fool, all of that, yeah.
Well, he put on a hell of a show. I mean, he's just an amazing man. And you and I both know he only stands about 5'7", 5'6".
That's what I was going to say, a powerful little man.
I mean, this guy just blows people out of it. He don't need a microphone. I've seen him in sound checks, man, where he just doesn't even need a microphone. But a couple of weeks ago, and he and the Delphonics and the Stylistics and Herb Morrell and Arian Love, two of the original Stylistics, they came back together and put their act on at the Paramount Theater, the place where I saw the great James Brown. Check this out, Emmanuel. Tower of Power opened up for James Brown about 10 years ago.
Wow, you're kidding.
No, so Tower of Power, Brent Carter gives me these backstage passes. So I'm fooling around backstage, and they say, look, James is about to go on stage now. You need to get the hell out of here right now. You need to go. You need to go back to your seat. Well, you know, I'm not always one of those guys that follows rules. You know that.
Yes, exactly.
So I didn't go back to my seat. I sort of hung around backstage, this and that. And here comes James Brown. He comes out. He's got three women with him and a guy with him. It's like his aides and his valet. And they hold up this giant mirror for him. And he makes sure his hair is together. He's putting his hair in place. He's making sure his hairdo is just down perfect, okay? Before he goes on stage, he does a stretching act. He stretches his arms out a little bit. Then they put this fur jacket over his shoulders. And then they announce, ladies and gentlemen, the godfather of soul, James Brown. And out he went on stage, man. And I thought he put on a terrific show. But that's a memory I'll never, ever forget.
You know, you get me all excited just listening there, because I used to love James Brown show reviews, as we call it. I mean, to me, still, no entertainer put on a show, and I never even liked James Brown. And then I went to his show accidentally about 64, and I was hooked for life. I mean, the whole review, as they call it, was just unbelievable electricity. And it was like almost an hour of nonstop. Three drummers. They were there because they had to just take breaks, and the two had to keep going. One would tell you, but just how they had to work. But nothing like the James Brown review. And just thinking of him and Reynolds, both of them, two little short, about 5'7". Dynamic performance.
Let's
talk about some boxing there, because I was getting excited.
Now, first of all, Vladimir Klitschko won again, and he continues to win under your tutelage. I got a question for you. Now, me being a bad dude of 5'9", and you saw me fight, you knew I could fight a little bit. So,
what happened? I thought you was 5'10", you lost it somewhere?
Nah, 5'8½", 5'9". I think I always stretch it. Anyway, the bottom line is at 140 pounds, few people could mess with me back in my prime before I got hurt and fell through that roof as a San Francisco policeman, okay? But few people could mess with me in my prime. Vincent Webb, the guy that ended up signing with you, he beat me in the Olympic trials.
He beat me in the Olympic trials.
I'll never forget that. And he did beat me. There was no doubt about it. Judges called it a split decision, but wasn't nothing split about that, except maybe he might have split my lip. Anyway, the bottom line is, if I was 6'7", I'd be going out there and killing guys. I mean, they would have ambulances ringside to cart these guys away. How come it isn't that way with the Klitschkos?
Well, first of all, because he's 6'6", not 6'7", so that gives him a reason to not do it.
1 inch.
And shorter.
Okay.
So that means he didn't have to do all of that.
Okay.
But you're right. I've talked to Vladimir about four times. We've talked on the phone. And I told him each time, I mean, he should have knocked him out. That's why you didn't see me jumping around excited in the ring and celebrating. In fact, at the post-fight interviews and stuff they had, I didn't even talk. I just went on back to my hotel room. We won the fight, but I know that he could have knocked him out. I have to deal with the fact that I have to deal with the makeup of this man mentally. And it's not the Tommy Hearns and the type of the typical aggressive crunk fighters of Joe McCollum's. He's an analytical person who loves to play chess. And what happens, he's thinking two or three moves ahead.
if David Haye's head is moving and twisting and turning, he won't punch because he's afraid he may get out of balance. He may hit with a check move and this and that and all that. And that's just the way that he thinks. And it takes someone that's extremely aggressive to force him to fight. And as long as he's fighting a guy that's fighting a technical move, he feels he may get out of balance, he may get out of position. Things are not exactly right. He just won't do much more than that. So that's his personality, that's his makeup. I have to work within that makeup to get the best out of him and have to live with it. You know, it's very frustrating at times. And his two previous fights, I think just before that, he had knockouts, which both of them I was, you know, screaming and hollering at him in the 12th round with, I think, Eddie Chambers. And, in fact, they almost disqualified me because I left the ring, I think, got back in the ring again and started, and he knocked him out with 5 seconds left right after that round. And before that, same thing with Sam Peters. Mm-hmm. And this fight here, if I had did that, he probably would have knocked him out. But I just didn't even feel up to going through all that again because that's just his makeup. He's very talented, very committed, but, you know, he's I don't think, ever going to do what I would like to see him do. And we're only seeing him operate at about 60% of his potential. Once in a while, when he gets upset about something in the gym, he destroys people. But I'm hoping that his next fight will be with Chris Areola. It's not that much in the heavyweight division, but at least Chris Areola is going to make him fight, and you'll see the best of him. Unless he's forced to fight, you'll see him fight his technical fight. He gets in his comfort zone, and he works very good in that. But it's a lot more that he's capable of doing. And when he does, you know, get upset like he did the second fight with Chris Beard, he knocks him out. He does that with anyone when he comes out and he wants to get, you know, rough. And I think he was fighting, forgot the guy was fighting in New York. He did the same thing, Calvin Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he came back. I said, your eye is cut. He says, what? I said, you got a cut. He said, oh, my God. He goes right at knocks him out right away. The very next round. And that's what it has to be some drama to take him out of his comfort zone. And I think that Chris Areola would do that regardless of what, because Chris is going to come in and just fight him.
And you know what? And Chris has gotten himself together physically. I mean, he used to train on...
I'm very impressed, too, when he's coming in at 235 from 270. Wow.
Well, that's because he was training on burritos and beer.
Yeah, well, in fact, the weight is reflective of a lot of things, and I think his weight down, and he's been fighting fairly regular, too, so that's who I would like to see him fight more for more reason than one. One, that we get him back into America, and he says, I want to fight in America, but there's no American challenges, and I say, you're right. I mean, if you got two guys that he's knocked out, Eddie Chambers, I think, and Tony Thompson fighting elimination to see who's going to fight him again. You know, no one is going to be too excited about that. So that's just how the heavyweight, and those are the top guys in the IBF. So the only guy up that he hasn't fought that could, you know, get him back to fight back in America, which the fight would probably be in L.A., Vegas, or New York, would be Chris Areola. So that's who I'm hoping that, you know, he can fight because he wants to fight again before the end of the year.
Emmanuel, how prevalent are performance-enhancing drugs in the world of boxing? I'm not talking about your stable per se, but, you know, Manny Pacquiao's been, they've been pointing fingers at him, and Mayweather's, and he's suing Mayweather for defamation of character because Mayweather said he thought he was on steroids and this and that. And I said to myself that in all my time in boxing, I boxed 19 years, folks, 19 years off and on, but in all my time of boxing, I never saw a smaller guy, a guy that was smaller than me, get stronger in the later rounds like he has against opponents. And to me, that's totally unnatural, Manuel. I just couldn't I don't see that being normal. I just don't see it. I mean, I've never seen Miguel Cotto told me in November when we met down in Cartagena, Colombia at the WBO convention. Of course, that was hosted by the great Francisco Paco Valcarcel, the president of the WBO, one of our sponsors. He told me that His mind was actually blown away by the fact that this man was getting stronger in the eighth and ninth round than he was earlier in the fight. And for a smaller man to get stronger like that, is that possible? Is that physically possible without the use of some type of enhancing drugs?
Yes. You know, I don't know any myself, and I've been in boxing all of my life. I don't know of anyone that I personally have saw have, you know, any indication, I believe, that has used performance-enhancing drugs. But it's a continuous lot of charges going on related to fighters. But it's a coincidence. All of those fighters basically that are accused of it are primarily from the West Coast. It's all coming right from the West Coast out there, whether it was Shane Mosley, him, right now, Manny, and then a lot of them have said, what's the other guy?
Julio Cesar Chavez Jr.
I mean, I'm hearing some of this
all from like that one little section, all tied into that one little area over there. So I don't know, but I would say this much about Manny Pacquiao. When he first came here, he ended up, which I didn't know who he was, but he was phenomenal when he beat, I forgot the first guy he beat, just an African guy.
Lezwaba.
Lezwaba. And then I saw him fight, which I definitely wouldn't have beaten in the Barrera, but he was getting stronger and stronger. And then he knocks Barrera down in the 10th round or whatever still. And once in a while you run across an athlete that is just that way. But the guy trains extremely hard. He goes through, 2 hours of brutal training, unlike anybody I have ever saw. And I've saw a lot of hard training guys. I don't know. You run across guys who does have stamina like that, and he gets stronger. But he was from the day we first saw him come here. And he's never faded. A lot of his fights, he's always came on strong, pretty much at the end. The only one, the first fight, I think, when he fought with Marquez, Juan Manuel, which he's trying again, that Marquez came on was outclassing, but he was still having energy.
He's
been consistent at it. We're, like Floyd's argument about as he's gotten bigger, he really hasn't gotten that much bigger. He's nothing but 138 pounds. They've created all these situations, 147, 154, but the other guys can because he has to eat 3, 4, 5 meals, eat a big meal before he can come in to try to make 140, 42 pounds. That's all. When he came, he was like 122 with Lezwaba. And, for a guy to have about 10 years later to just, that's only normal. Look at Mayweather at almost the same time. He came right out of the Olympics, and when he was fighting at 125, and he's a full legitimate now 150. He just barely can make the welterweight. He didn't even make when he stipulated 140. So he's, everybody's grown, and I don't see where he's going because he's nothing but a junior welterweight, a little between lightweight. That's all he really is. They've created these situations, handpicked slower guys, older guys, all these guys that they know he could beat because it was named. But in the case with Pacquiao was falling apart in all of his fights at that time. You look at the Margarita fight, because he was fighting with his legs too far apart, head down, bent too low, and then I understand even his training wasn't the way it should have been with the proper sparring. But, it's still a big question mark about Manny because he's always had stamina. He's always gotten strong in fights. So on the first day that he came here.
Well, you know what?
He trains extremely hard. So maybe he does use drugs or something. I don't know. Until my benefit, I couldn't say that because it's not like he was a guy that used to get tired and was, falling apart. He's always had stamina.
You know what? You are the gold father of the Kronk Gym in Detroit, Michigan. That title will never be taken away from you. The late Ben Green gave you that. I love you. I respect you. And I hope to come to Detroit and see you soon.
Okay. Thanks for having me on the show.
The great Emmanuel Stewart, folks. The gold father himself. Of course, HBO analyst and trainer of the heavyweight champion of the world, Vladimir Klitschko. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Homeowners, did you know a burglar could break into your home and get away in just 5 minutes? A locked door may not be enough to keep a thief out of your home. Think about what you can lose, and then think about this. Now you can get a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-800-945-4637. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. So call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-800-945-4637. $99 installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 a month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now. 1-800-945-4637. That's 1-800-945-4637.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no-obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 57 and a half minutes past hour. Don't forget, folks, this show airs live. Another show, another completely different episode of Ring Talk Live Worldwide airs right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, first heard around the world, obviously on the internet, radio stations as well, and of course the American Forces Network on Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time. So that's Thursday night, 6 p.m. Pacific time, and then again Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time. So we do air two shows per week. I want to give my man Lenny Williams some props. He'll be playing this Sunday. If you want to check it out, he'll be playing for free in Oakland, California. Check out his website, LennyWilliams.com. Of course, he is the great Lenny Williams, who was on my show last past Saturday. But Lenny's got it going on. Things are happening in the Bay Area. We're happy about things boxing-wise. Andre Ward, of course, going to defend against Carl Froch for the World Super Middleweight Championship. That fight might be moving to Atlantic City or talk about it happening in Atlantic City, but Bay Area boxing is coming alive. Robert Guerrero, of course, a ghost from Gilroy, California, the 135-pound interim champion, whatever that means, interim. Anyway, the dominant champion at 135, or the recognized champion at 135, Juan Manuel Marquez, doesn't want to fight him. He's going to fight Manny Pacquiao in November instead. So the ghost is stepping up to 140 pounds. He's going to take on Marcos Medina. That's August 27th, I believe, on HBO Boxing After Dark, and at the HP Pavilion in San Jose, California. So we have some great things happening. And Nonito Donaire, the world flyweight, now world bantamweight champion, world bantamweight champion, just signed a new four-year contract with Top Rank and Bob Arum, so he appears to be happy as well. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life. Lisa, 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 all the best to you. Don't forget to visit one or all of our fine local advertisers the next time you're in the San Francisco Bay Area. That's right. Go to ringtalk.com to find out more about all of them. And hey, if you have a business and you like to advertise on Ring Talk in your town, send me an email, ringtalk@yahoo.com.